The Royal Wedding Countdown. 3 weeks to go with Lucy Wright Events.
So today's wedding tip is all about the invitation list, and it's such a dilemma. Who do you invite? Who do you not invite? Most of my brides have this issue. They reel off a huge list of guests they think they really want to have, and they've got their fiancé's list and put them together. They've got their parents' list and then step-parents or long-lost cousins. The list is endless usually, but it's about whittling it down to who's really important to you to be there on your day. So whereas Harry and Meghan not having a state wedding means they can get more personal, invite the real key people they want to invite. So they don't have to invite the President, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Theresa May. They're not obliged to. Obviously, the actual final list hasn't been released yet. There's going to be more celebrities, they're charity workers, so it's very much about them. And that should reflect with you as well. I would advise to think who you've spoken to in the last 6 months, a year, who you are wanting to still stay in contact with in the next 5 years. That's very important. Don't just think you have to invite everybody, all your long-lost cousins or people you've not seen for years, because it'd be a nice family reunion. Invite people who are really important to you and you want to be there on the day. And if it means you go below the capacity of your venue, great, you've saved some money. Invite who you'd like to be there, not ones just because somebody told you you have to invite them.
The Royal Wedding Countdown with Lucy Wright Events. Here to help with your wedding plans, whether regal or rustic. LucyWrightEvents.co.uk.